We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Show and Vern, minus Show. He'll be back on Monday. He's out at Royal Spring training with the family, having a good time and sending us a lot of pictures, a lot of selfies. Hope he's having a good time. But yes, Ron will be back next Monday. So it's Josh Vernier holding it down throughout the week. Serta is here physically, mentally, emotionally, and consciously. Maybe not.
I'm just going to take selfies of myself working and send them to Ron the Show Hughley on vacation.
Protein Housey with a Purpose, text line 69306 in response to Serta. Absolutely mailing it in today as he got lit up last night, just completely trashed, as his bloodshot eyes would tell the story. Listener number 26 says, typical Serta. From the 816, way to go, man. This was your shot. Quit partying so hard. And from the 913, how many smokes did you choke down over the weekend?
I did have a few yesterday as I was drinking, and I do not feel well. It's really all Pete Sweeney's fault because I was not planning on doing anything yesterday. I was just going to stay home and have a nice, lovely, relaxing Sunday. But Pete Sweeney convinced me to go out with him, and then Pete Sweeney got me drunk.
How old are you? You're going to blame Pete Sweeney for you not knowing when to say when? Don't do that.
Yes. 100%.
Cut it out. Listener 05 writes in, that was the saddest thing I've ever heard. Jesus, Serta. You do sound rough. Yes. Ron is sending us selfies of him by the pool in Arizona. And not even like ha-ha pictures. I think he's honestly posing. That last one he sent us, it looked like he was posing. I don't want to spend this time making fun of Ron when he's not here to defend himself. As a matter of fact, I want to start this off by patting him on the back. I see a lot of people up in arms that Kansas has a chance to play Sweet 16 Elite Eight games here in Kansas City, while Kansas State does not. Despite the fact that Kansas State was the team that won the Big 12 regular season title. I want to pat Show on the back because Ron told you this was going to happen in December or early January. He laid it all out there that Kansas fans, Kansas State fans, he braced you K-State fans to expect this.
It was pretty obvious. Now people are acting like they're shocked that Kansas is getting the Midwest games, that they're in the Midwest region. Of course they are. Kansas.
I know, but don't act like you knew it. You and I both learned it from Ron.
Kansas overseeing Kansas State. That's not a shock. Most people would rather they're the bigger draw. That's just the reality. So that's not a shock to anyone. So I don't know why we're acting like we're upset about it.
Well, I'm just giving credit to Ron. Don't act like everyone should have had the foresight that Show did. Again, now you're doing okay. You know what? I understand it. I get like that too when I'm hungover. It's an emotional roller coaster. He's angry now. He'll likely be really emotional in the 12 o'clock hour. This should be a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm going to cry on air today.
Okay. So, yeah, we need you to tag along with us today. Should be a roller coaster of 4 hours here on Show and Vern. I do want to get to K-State and Kansas, not so much the seeding or the matchups, but the expectations. Before we get to that, though, I mentioned going to break about Elway and Bumgarner. And there's sports hate for those guys, right? As there should be. But we in Kansas City should hate Kareem Hunt. hate him. Sports, all right, let's say sports hate. How about that? Now, if he keeps putting his hands on people, we can real life hate him. And you know what, man? If you do real life hate him, I'm not going to judge you. I mean, I can't sit here and say that I hate him as a person. That's a little bit too strong. But, you know, I think we got too much hate in this world. But anyway, you feel about him however you want. I do think that all of us, if you reside in Kansas City, if you call yourselves a Chiefs fan, that you should truly sports hate Kareem Hunt. Because I don't know about you guys. Maybe you guys have already been there. But have you really thought about what Kareem Hunt could do to you next season? What he could do to all Chiefs fans? Think about it. Again, maybe you have, but I'm watching ESPN this weekend. I think it was just SportsCenter, nothing special. And they're talking about the suspension that was handed down on Friday, the 8-game suspension of Kareem Hunt. You know, and they're going on about what went into the decision to suspend him 8 games. And they, you know, point out that it's actually 12 games if you count the 4 that he sat out after being released by the Chiefs. They're pointing out, you know, Kareem Hunt's going to make just more than $200,000 next season. How the Cleveland Browns will have him again in 2020 if they want him, right, as a restricted free agent. And then the anchor of SportsCenter, I apologize, I don't remember who it was, but she hit me with the line that again, maybe has already struck you. Maybe I'm well behind on this. But she pointed out that Kareem Hunt will be back in Week 9, fully rested, for the Vegas favorites to win the AFC North. Could you imagine getting a running back with the talent of Kareem Hunt in Week 9? You know, talk about a boost, a shot in the arm. Now, I'm not saying this with regret. You know, if I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm not saying, oh man, woe is us. I wish we still had Kareem Hunt. No, the Chiefs did the right thing. So don't get it misconstrued. I don't feel bad at how the Chiefs handled the Kareem Hunt situation. You know, their reasoning for doing the right thing may have missed the mark somewhat, but they still did the right thing. I say it missed the mark because, remember, the Chiefs released Hunt because he lied to them about the incident, not because of the incident. Nonetheless, I'm not saying that I disagree with the Chiefs' decision to release Kareem Hunt. I'm pointing out that this guy should rank right up there, if not at the top, of all Kansas City sports villains. Right, this was a guy that was supposed to be a part of the Kansas City Triplets, a trio of playmakers that were affordable playmakers that were going to lead the Chiefs into the next golden age of football here in the Midwest. But instead, this hot-headed moron can't keep his hands to himself, lies about it, forces the Chiefs to fire him, which makes it easier for him to sign with his hometown team and help give them the preeminent set of triplets in the AFC. Now, you might not want to admit that. I know you got the better quarterback, but that's it. I mean, you got Mahomes and Damian Williams and Tyreek Hill. It's formidable. But Baker Mayfield, Kareem Hunt, and Odell Beckham Jr., that's the preeminent trio of playmakers in the AFC.
Baker's coming.
That's a team. I mean, he's right. You dive into the nerd stats, Baker is coming. That's a team that has positioned itself to match the Chiefs in 2019, match the Chiefs in 2020, and match the Chiefs for maybe the next 5+ years. I mean, there's plenty of reasons to dislike Kareem Hunt, and Lord knows we've covered him. But the sports vitriol needs to be taken up a notch when it comes to Kareem Hunt. I hope the young man gets his life together. I truly do. But, man, that doesn't change the fact that we in Kansas City, we need to heighten it a little bit. We should sports hate this guy for the rest of his career. Who knows what he cost us in 2019? Who knows what he cost this city in 2018? what those anger problems ruined for the Chiefs and Chiefs fans, not only for years to come, but again last year. Maybe that AFC title game is different. Now, if he gets his life turned around, great. Because then he's just in the same group as John Elway and Madison Bumgarner, guys that took something from us or stopped Kansas City from achieving something. But if he doesn't get his life together, if he remains an angry, selfish, immature man, then he should hold a special place in this city. A special place where we all agree there haven't been many bigger villains in the history of Kansas City sports. Look, we're all angry with what he did, disappointed in his decision-making and his lack of maturity. But I haven't heard the, I can't wait to boo that SOB off the field every time I see him. I hear more regret from Chiefs fans that you no longer have that talent on the team or that the team handled the release wrong. Man, that's not the issue here. The issue to me is no longer about the Chiefs. It needs to be more so about Kareem Hunt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.